محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، اگر چہرہ ہے تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، اگر چہرہ ہے تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، سرا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ایسا ہے، ارے توبہ، سرا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے، ارے توبہ، کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے، کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے، تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے صاحب نادا، گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے صاحب نادا، کہ ان کی آہ‌وزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے، کہ ان کی آہ‌وزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے۔ بفید مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل، بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل، تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے، تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے۔ محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے۔ جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر، جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر، بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے، بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے۔ محبت میں کبھی کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر، صدق الله العظيم۔ علماء کرام، مسٹ ریسپیکٹ مسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ ایلڈرز اینڈ برادرز اینڈ آور سسٹرز ہو آر لسننگ اینڈ سٹریمنگ، الحمدللہ، وی ہیو جسٹ لسنڈ ٹو دی بیوٹیفل کلام آف حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ۔ دی اشعار اینڈ دی کلام دیٹ ور رینڈڈ اٹس ناٹ میئر پوئٹری، بٹ رادر ایز اہل اللہ اینڈ کابلین ہیو مینشنڈ دیٹ اٹ از اے واز and a bayan and advice in itself. That was a whole bayan in itself that was given. That was the kayfiyat and the feelings of the heart of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we listen to the kalam of these ahlullah, so then we find that there is a certain inspiration that can be derived from their kalam. But a few couplets, that's a whole bayan in itself, but there's a few couplets which we make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to explain. Hazrat Wala mentions the theme of the couplet is around developing the true ishq and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and realizing that all other love besides the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's temporary, it's ephemery, it's transitory, it's something which is not concrete, it is something which if you invest in it, there is going to be regret and remorse. And then he mentions that what kind of love is that? That the person is loving that ashik, whatever that ashik may be, or he's loving that ma'ashuq or ma'ashuqa, his beloved. So somebody is the lover and the other person is the beloved. But the person is expressing love for that person, whether it's a film star, actor, actress. But that person is sleeping themselves. Sometimes it is the love of some idol, sometimes it's the love of some film star, some movie star, Hollywood star, Bollywood star. But that person is sleeping. That person is not able to help the person in any way whatsoever. What kind of love is that? Suddenly comes to mind our latest Maulana Patel Sahib. So there was a pastor that came, priest that came to meet Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali at the madrasa. So the discussion ensued. So Hazrat told him that, see, I don't know much about your religion. Christianity, I don't know much about your religion. And likewise, you don't know much about my religion. But there's just one thing I just want to ask you. That now, in any church, you go to any church, you go to any religious Christian home, so you'll find that he's got a picture or a depiction of Jesus Christ, of Isa alayhi salam. And now you see this depiction of a person crucified to a cross. He's nailed to a cross. He's looking very, very helpless. He's looking like he's in need of help. He's looking weak. Now I'm asking you the question, that if I need help in my life, who will I turn to? Will I turn to somebody who is in need of help themselves? Or will I turn to a being who is all-powerful, supreme, who doesn't need any help whatsoever? So subhanAllah, what a beautiful... You see, that's, I don't want to go any further. But that much. You see, now you are calling us to believe and say that that is our God. But that God that cannot save himself from being crucified, how can that God save anyone else from danger? As Muslimin and Mu'mineen, we believe in an Allah who is Hayy, who is Qayyum, who is all powerful. Inna Rabbaka fa'alun lima yureed, Azizul Qahhar. Allah is all powerful, almighty, absolutely no weakness. There is absolutely لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even slumber. Sometimes the person just, not even a slight snooze, nothing. Allah is absolutely beyond our understanding. But that Allah who is all powerful, almighty, all hearing, all seeing, that is the Allah who we believe in, and that is the one whom we should be giving our hearts towards. So Hazrat Wala in that kalam, he's trying to influence us and to inspire us that give your hearts to that Allah who is ever loving. Then he further goes on to say one couplet which gives weak ones like us a lot of hope. He said that, O Zahid, O person who claims to be very pious, don't ever look down upon the gunahkar. The person who is committing sins, the person who is engaged in sins, do not ever look down upon that person. Because you don't know those tears of regret and remorse that he will shed from the farsh, from the ground, from the earth. Suddenly it can make him fly faster than any missile directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within seconds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change a person within split seconds. That's why Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion in Johannesburg, he had been giving a talk. So before the talk, one of the senior ulama introduced him. At that time, Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the president of Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. Alhamdulillah, we were young at that time, we were present in the same majlis, and until now, Alhamdulillah, we remember the three things that Hazrat had mentioned there. So the praise was given that Hazrat is the president and Hazrat is the Khalifa of so and so, and he's such a great person, and this is the work he's doing, and social work and welfare work. Went on and on praising him. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with praising the person. Sometimes it's important that for people to understand the caliber of the person that he is praised. Otherwise, if you're not going to know who the person is, then you will not appreciate the caliber of the person that you have in your midst. But Maulana Saab Rahmatullah was teaching a lesson to everyone. So as soon as he came on, he said, but whatever Maulana Saab said, that is his good opinion. He makes dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts his good opinion. Otherwise, hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. He says, in this world, they can call us president, they can call us imam, they can call us khalifa, lekin waha dekhna hai ke kaise hai. That is the akhirat, that's Allah Ta'ala. And then he gave the example that there was a bride who was being prepared for her husband. Now she was being prepared and they were beautifying her. And so all the ladies were praising her. You're looking so beautiful, you're looking so wonderful, you're looking so wonderful, you're looking so amazing. So she started tearing. She says, why are you crying? It's not the time to cry now, you should be happy. She said, I'm tearing because you all are praising me. But if I go in front of my husband and he is not happy and he doesn't praise me, then what is the sense you praising me? In the same way, people can praise us. People can call us whatever they want to call us. But on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah Ta'ala says that I am pleased with you, I am happy with you, then we can really celebrate. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that on the day of Qiyamah we present ourselves before Allah, Allah is pleased with us. And then the third couplet that Hazrat read, aise waise, kaise kaise hoge. Or kaise kaise, aise waise hoge. People who are aise waise, people who are down in the gutters, hooked on drugs, far, far away from deen. Suddenly, they went to one program. Suddenly, they went for Umrah in front of the multazam in front of Kaaba Sharif. Suddenly, Allah Ta'ala opened and inspired their hearts. They were aise waise. And suddenly, they became kaise kaise. They became the walis of the time. And there were people who were kaise kaise, who were so great. Khalifas and great people in society, and in today's society, people was the president of the country, he was a king. He was a crown prince, kaise kaise, lekin aise waise. And suddenly from the heights, the person was dropped right down. Suddenly the person can be dropped down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of everything. So he says in these couplets that don't ever look down upon the person who is committing sin, upon the person who is engaged in some wrong. Yes, you can look down upon the sin itself. If a person is taking drugs, so taking drugs is a bad thing. But don't look down upon the person himself. So we may not understand how is this possible. He's taking drugs, how do I separate the two? So look at it this way, you have a diamond, you have the jewelers around here. So the diamond now is brought. But now let's say, for example, this diamond has fallen in some dirt. The person had it in his pocket. He went to the toilet and he fell inside. So now you have to take it out. Now because it's got some filth or stool or urine on it, will he take it and throw it in the bin? He said, now this diamond is hopeless. Just get rid of it, chuck it away, throw it. He understands the value of the diamond. The only problem is that the diamond has got some dirt on it. All we need to do is take this diamond, polish it and shine it, wash it and clean it, remove the dirt from the diamond, and the diamond is the diamond. Every single mu'min and believer has got that diamond and the gems and the pearls of iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, due to environments and due to the external factors and due to bad friends, sometimes the person introduces within his life some filthy deeds. Some bad habits gets introduced into his life. And because of that now, the person appears to be dirty. The person appears to be filthy. Because of these dark deeds. But if the person, and that's what he mentions also, is that if on your garment, like the person has got a garment, we all, when many of us are wearing white kurta, so if some dirt falls on the white kurta, so what do? You wash the dirt off. You don't take the kurta and throw it in the bin. You take the kurta and you wash the dirt off. After that, that same kurta which was dirty now is shining and brilliant again. Same way the person commits sins. Some dirt comes in onto his heart with tawbah, with istighfar, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person can once again brighten and shine his heart. So nevertheless, that was just a little bit of explanation. There's so much, much more. Weak ones like us can't really give much explanation. And if we have to ask Maulana Ibrahim sahab to commence explanation, Maulana sahab, mashallah, he's an ocean of knowledge. We'll be sitting here till Sehri. Mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate our seniors. Mashallah, Maulana sahab has given his whole life for the service of deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all Maulana sahab students say, Sadaqah Jariyah for you till the day of Qiyamah. Nevertheless, tonight is the night, not a night for bayans. This is not the objective of these nights of Ramadan. The objective is to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The objective is to seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These last 10 days of Ramadan, and how days are flying. Suddenly it's already 27th. A few days ago we were saying Ramadan is about to commence. We're already in the 27th night. Soon Ramadan will be over. These last 10 days are days for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And we should all consider ourselves. We should consider ourselves as being such that up till now we have not freed ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. So therefore, this is the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala is giving us. We should say to ourselves that, Ya Allah, I'm probably the one who's heading for the fire of Jahannam because of my activities and actions. So Ya Allah, you're giving me this opportunity. Emancipate me and free me from the fire of Jahannam. If this we have achieved in this night or in these nights of Ramadan, then inshallah we have achieved and attained the objective of the month of Ramadan. So this night, nevertheless, brothers have come from very, very far. Allah Ta'ala accept their mujahada and the sacrifices, and with the barakat of their mujahada, Allah Ta'ala make our maghfirat. Nevertheless, this night of power, Laylatul Qadr, it is a very, very great night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and Majeed with regards to this night of power. Therefore, if a person says there's no such thing as a night of power, he is rejecting an ayat of the Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about this night of power and how valuable this night of power is. It is better than 1,000 months. It is the night in which the Quran Sharif was revealed, in this night of power. That in itself tells us how sacred and how special and how important this night is. Of course, initially Nabi Kareem Sassam knew exactly which night this was. He was heading to inform the Ummah with regards to this night. But there was an argument which took place between two Sahaba, because of which Nabi Kareem Sassam was made to forget this night. Of course, there was a rahmat in that. Ulama Ikram explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although there was a great lesson to learn, that when there is any kind of fight, or there's any kind of conflict, mashallah, between two parties, then the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is then deprived. And this takes place within the home, between husband and wife. As soon as the conflict starts, what is the little argument that takes place, as Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that it happens, but it should be just like a 2 minute boiled egg. It should be like a Yazid used to say, like a 2 minute boiled egg. That's it, finish. It's over and done with. But here, where the person, over petty issues, it goes on and on until it reaches a level where sometimes the two parties are separating just because of a petty issue that just goes on and on and on, and nobody wants to give in. Sometimes the underlying factor is pride and takabbur, and nobody wants to humble themselves. But when there's a conflict within the home, then the first thing is that the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is taken away from the home. Here, two sahaba, there was a conflict that was taking place. Because of this, as if so to say, the whole ummah was so to say deprived. So this is what happens whenever there is a conflict between two parties and it is not resolved in an amicable manner, then we find that the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is deprived. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given such a beautiful advice an encouragement. He said, I give guarantee. I give guarantee for a palace in the center of Jannah. Imagine a palace in the center of Jannah. Somebody has to say, listen, I'll give you a palatial home or a block of flats right in the midst of Umshlanga or one of these high top class areas. So the person will say, well, by all means. Here, Nabi Kareem starts to say, I'm giving you guarantee of a palace in the middle, right in the center of Jannah. For who? For that individual who leaves out an argument even though he is right. An argument took place. You know you're right. You know you're right. The person on the other side is wrong. But to avoid an argument and to avoid a fight, you just leave it out. Alright, whatever you are saying is fine, let's just move on. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I give guarantee for that person. A house in the middle of it. Imagine between husband and wife, if the husband and wife to say, there's no point in me arguing. If you're going to argue, it's just going to become a fight. Let's just leave it out and he just walks away. Subhanallah. He's got the option of getting a house in the middle of Jannah. Or if the wife, vice versa, if she has to say that, then imagine what will happen. There was one conflict between husband and wife. So they came to the Molisab for some taweez. So they can resolve the issue. So the Molisab realized that the problem was that the wife, unfortunately, she was Zuban Daraz. She was always, she couldn't hold her tongue back. So always lashing out. So he said, alright, this taweez, I'm going to give you a taweez, but it's a specific way that you have to take the taweez. But you must take it, otherwise it's not going to work. So how you take this taweez is that basically this taweez needs to be placed in the mouth, under the tongue, but you must keep water in the mouth also. You can't swallow the water, you can't spit it out also. Whenever a fight just is about to start, all you do, you put the water inside and put the taweez and just hold on. They come back and tell me what happened. So mashallah, the whole problem got resolved. The problem, the solution wasn't the taweez, the solution was basically, he was keeping her mouth closed. Half the problem was resolved. So nevertheless, sometimes this is the situation. But Allah Ta'ala has made us men. Unfortunately, men are becoming like women. In the sense that we are becoming so emotional. A man is supposed to have the wisdom. He's supposed to have that tolerance. He's supposed to have that, you know, being able to overlook things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this kind of thing. So whenever, similarly with regards to family members, between brothers, that fight just goes on and on and on and no one wants to forgive the next person. What will happen if we just go forward and say, listen, forgive me? Will it really, really, really know us? Will we start disappear from the surface of the earth? If anything, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Our nafs will say that if I have to humble myself and ask for forgiveness, then it's below my dignity. I'm going to be lowering myself. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you lower yourself, if you humble yourself, then what will happen? Allah will elevate you. Allah will elevate you. You push yourself down, Allah will elevate you. Allah will raise you. Allah will give you respect. You let us always be the first to go forward and ask for forgiveness. So these are the nights of forgiveness. If we are harboring anything in our house, our hearts, for a fellow Muslim brother, let us clean our hearts up. The person has taken some, usurped some rights, so we're not saying we should make that mark. But overlook the person's weakness, work out some kind of a plan of action, that this is how you will pay me. But don't harbor this ill feeling within our hearts, that I hate this person, and we don't want to speak to the person. This is very dangerous. This is what prevents the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from coming onto a person. So these are the nights where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for an opportunity. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah ta'ala wants to make us His. The doors of wilayat are not exclusive for some specific members of some specific club. Big club. That you have to first be a member of this club. Then only you can become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of wilayat are for every single mu'min. Every single believer. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Today we heard in the Taraweeh Salah. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of every single believer. Of course there are different stages of wilayah. But we should all aspire. This is not exclusive for one specific group. Therefore, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq, to benefit from these nights, the nights of power. This is the night, 27th night. Of course, we do not know which night it is. It has been kept a secret. There's a lot of hikmah behind that. If we knew that, for example, the night of power was on the 25th night, so unfortunately, weak ones like us, we would have applied ourselves on the 25th night, made a lot of ibadah. 27, 29, we would have been sleeping. So Allah Ta'ala wanted us to carry on making ibadah. Continue making ibadah. So that we can keep ourselves going, our ruhaniyat can remain alive. It's for our own benefit. We do not realize that when we will not make ibadah, we are actually depriving our own soul of nourishment, of spiritual nourishment which it so direly needs. So respected elders and brothers, tonight is the night, inshallah, we will engage in a little bit of ibadah, make a little bit of zikr, a little bit of dua. It is actually a night for individual ibadah, but inshallah, after this year, those who have got still some energy, got some strength, go home, make a little bit of tilawat of Quran Sharif, a little bit of zikrullah if possible. Even if that's not possible, the person is exhausted and tired, and he goes to sleep with the intention of waking up early, Qasari of course. Then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will write him down as one who has spent his entire night in ibadah. Even he must not feel deprived. So whatever little bit of ibadah we can make, but the main thing, respected elders and brothers, once again, remember this entire month of Ramadan. What is the purpose and what is the goal and what is the purpose of the whole month of Ramadan is so that we acquire the quality of taqwa. To achieve the quality of taqwa. And what is taqwa? To be able to restrain ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an exercise to help us restrain ourselves from violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we've achieved this, if this lesson we've achieved in the month of Ramadan, then we can say we have fulfilled the purpose and the objective and the goal of the month of Ramadan. To acquire this dawlat and this treasure of taqwa. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the treasure of taqwa. But over and above that, mashallah, look at Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy upon the Muhammad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Ta'ala gave us the shortest lifespan. From all the ummats, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the shortest lifespan. Of course, ulama kiram have explained that Allah Ta'ala kept the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last. And Allah Ta'ala kept the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have the shortest lifespan. And amongst the reasons for this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the love that Allah had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah ta'ala loved the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if we have to place our forehead in sajda from now till Qiyamah, to thank Allah ta'ala for selecting us and choosing us to be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, we have not done that. How much of shukr we have to make that Anbiya aspired and desired to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And without putting any application, any request, Allah Ta'ala only out of His fadl and karam selected us to be amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu. So Allah Ta'ala gave the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the shortest lifespan and kept them last. Amongst the reasons is this, that Allah Ta'ala said that the ummah must wait the shortest to enter Jannah. Imagine the ummah of Ibrahim, Adam alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam. How many years they are waiting before they can enter into Jannah. But the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will wait the shortest before they enter into Jannah. Allah gave them the shortest lifespan. Because Allah Ta'ala knew that this world is dunya is a place of trial, tribulation, test, pain, misery, suffering. Then the wealthiest person who's got all the luxuries, go to him too. There's some test that he's going through. Every person has got some trial and some tribulation. From the time we born, that little infant child, the parents are going through difficulty bringing up the child. The child itself is going through teething and thirst and death and ache and pain and trying to walk and falling. And then school, now the homework comes and then exams and the exam stress. And then after that, now teenage, now you have to worry about bigger exams and now choosing a career. Now there's more problems. Now you have to worry about getting married now. How are you going to take on that responsibility? Now to get a job. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Nothing but toil. It's just ongoing. Another person got his children. Now he's worrying about getting them married. And now there's some issue there in the marriage. Now there's another fikr there. Now he's got grandchildren. Now are they okay? Now there's some sickness, there's some death here, if somebody's got some cancer, there's some problem here, there's some burglary there. Dunya is a place of trial and tribulation. It's a place of difficulty. So Allah Ta'ala said that the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I don't want them to go through much difficulty. So I'm giving them the shortest time in this dunya. They don't have to go through too much difficulty. Just short time, 60, 65 years, 60, 70 years, finish. Imagine the ummah of Nuh Alayhi Salaam. Nuh Alayhi Salaam, 1,000 years, 950 years is da'wat and inviting towards Allah. So 950 years, 500 years. Imagine. Allah Ta'ala didn't give us even 100. But now, obviously, the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sassim, we may feel that we are deprived. In the sense that imagine a person who had 500 years, how much of opportunity he had to make ibadah. So much. So Allah Ta'ala says, alright, I gave you the shortest lifespan, but in that short lifespan of yours, every year you will get a night of power. That night of power will be equivalent to 83 years of ibadah. Just like that, almost 100 years of ibadah one time the person can get. And then every man jaa bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. You do one good deed, O Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I multiply 10 times, minimum. Minimum is multiply 10 times. And Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to multiply it more and more, Allahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, Allah Ta'ala can multiply much, much more the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. There's no shortage whatsoever. Allah has got no shortage in His treasures whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala has given us these opportunities. Therefore we should maximize. This could be the night of power. The night could be the night of power. As the Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, these are the flights. Person is accredited for Hajj. Now he needs to book his flights. So the night of the 21st, the flight was there. He forgot to book. So now the 25th, 23rd came. He said, I'll get on that flight. He forgot to get on that one. He still got the 24th. He forgot to get on the 25th, he still got the 27th. He forgets the 27th, he still got the 29th. So Allah Ta'ala, these are the flights, let us get on these flights. That person gets on the flight, he goes for Hajj, mashallah, he has a sense of fulfillment. We also, let us get on these flights, make some ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, connect with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us all these tawfiq. Like I say that, the night is not for bayans. The object of the bayan is to condition us and to give us that little bit of himmah to make ibadat, and of course, so that we can focus in our dua, and most importantly, get the maghfirat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and the rahmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Zikrullah. Inshallah. He's mentioning the hadith of Mishkat Sharif that La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, min dun Allah. That between this kalima La ilaha illallah and Arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, there is no barrier. Therefore, when we are reciting this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine that it is going directly to the Arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and from there, the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is being focused on our hearts. It is mentioned in another hadith that that person will recite 100 times La ilaha illallah daily, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will cause his face to become illuminated on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama-i Kiram have stated that through the barakat of this recitation of this kalima, that Allah Ta'ala will grant the person the ability and tawfiq to do such actions which will bring about an illumination on his face on the day of Qiyamah. And by virtue of his recitation of this kalima, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will protect him from such activities and sins that will bring about darkness on his face on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us of those whose faces are illuminated on the day of Qiyamah. When we say La Ilaha, then we should remove everything besides Allah from our hearts. And when we say Illallah, we should bring Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in our hearts. Recite with them to the Sharif. When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time we should contemplate that we have a tongue within our hearts, a tongue within the mouth. Both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that everything around us, the ground beneath our feet, every single grain of sand on earth, every single leaf of every single tree, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is wajib to say Jalla Jalaluhu in the first one. Tears of regret and remorse, these tears of nadamat and shame, On one occasion, as a Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a bowl, he said, "O Nabi of Allah, do you know what is this?" He said, "These are the tears of the sinners." And what is so special about these tears? It is so powerful that it has got the potential to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. So therefore, these tears of nadamah and regret, we should make an effort in our dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله وصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا حي يا قيوم يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما ولك الشكر شكرا جميلا يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة لي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها رب العالمين Oh, Kareem Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are brothers, Ya Allah, we have just arrived from Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are brothers who have come from far, Ya Allah. They have great umid and hope, Ya Allah. They have made sacrifices to be here, Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of their sacrifices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of those who have come from Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. With the barakat of the ulama in our midst, Ya Allah. With the barakat of the elders in our midst, Ya Allah. With the barakat of the little children and weak ones in our midst, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I'm just come up to you. Allah, Allah, you need to have your help, Ya Allah. But you are just in my presence, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are heading for the fire of Jahannam because of our amal. Ya Allah, these last 10 nights of Ramadan, Ya Allah, our emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if we are going to the fire of Jahannam, then Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, free us and emancipate us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, for you all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I'm Nadim, Ya Allah, I'm Sharminda, Ya Allah, Siyagar, Ya Allah, Mujrim aur Khatagar, Ya Allah, sab kuch hai, Ya Allah, lekin tere bande se Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a butcher, Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, Ya Allah, that dog will go to another butcher. Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, Ya Allah, that beggar can still go to another home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, hum gande, Ya Allah, weak ones like us, Ya Allah. If you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. If you tell us which other door is there for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn us away from your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, open up your floodgates of rahmat, Ya Allah. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins which you commit knowingly, Ya Allah, unknowingly, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you blessed us with this faculty of sight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen so many blind people, Ya Allah. They do not have this faculty of sight, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how difficult life is without the vision and sight, Ya Allah. Yet, Ya Allah, you gave us sight, Ya Allah, and we use this sight to disobey your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the faculty of hearing, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, we listened to so much of haram with our ears, Ya Allah. How would it have been had we been deaf, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, you gave us the faculty of speech, Ya Allah. Yet, Ya Allah, we used our tongues for so much of evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how difficult it would have been, Ya Allah, if we were dumb and unable to speak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us, Ya Allah, the faculty of our hands and feet which move, Ya Allah. How difficult would it have been had we been paralyzed, Ya Allah. Yet, Ya Allah, we used our eyes for so much of haram, Ya Allah. We used our tongue for so much of haram, Ya Allah. We used our hearing for so much of haram, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, you would have made us blind the moment we looked at haram, Ya Allah. You would have made us deaf the moment we listen to haram, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you saw us committing those sins, yet you gave us another opportunity.
Allah.
Oh Allah, where will we find such a kareem Allah, such a tolerant Allah? Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind, Ya Allah. Forgive all our guna and sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our children, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the sins of the entire Ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, do not deprive any Ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only one who will become displeased will be Shaitan, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy that tonight my ummah was forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, tonight purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts are abounding with evil and filth, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we try to make our Islam, but Ya Allah, we are not coming right, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not coming right, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the best one who, Ya Allah, can purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the tazkiyah of our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata furma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wilayat ke khatte muntaha tak hum sab ko pahuncha de, Ya Allah. Allah, make us reach the heights of wilayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum sab ko Allah wala bana dijiye. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Ya Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing is ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our children will not bring us coolness, Ya Allah. Our businesses will not give us happiness, Ya Allah. We will not find comfort within our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Hum sab ko just bana kar, Ya Allah, apna bana le, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, pull us towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. Awao hirso ala dil badal de. Awao hirso ala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya, usne farma dil badal de. Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma khud bina wasina ila al-khayr, o ila al-birri wa taqwa. Ya Allah, sabku muttaqi banali. Allah, bless us with the dawlat and the treasure of taqwa. The reason for which you gave us this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the himmat and courage, Ya Allah. To Ya Allah, withstand Ya Allah and oppose nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation, Ya Allah. They want to pull us into the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, only you can protect us, Ya Allah, from these enemies of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who are going through difficulty, Ya Allah, financial difficulty, alleviate, Ya Allah. Grant them plenty for halal risk and sustenance, Ya Allah. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are some brothers who are not well, Ya Allah. Allah, they have requested for special du'as for their health, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. Du'a aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor. Mareezon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. We know, Ya Allah, that sickness is also a rahmat in disguise, but Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. And bahut hi kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, take us all through the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Do not take us to the road of sabr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you will take us through the road of sabr, then we are weak, Ya Allah. We will begin complaining, Ya Allah. Allah, take us to the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Do not test us, Ya Allah. Do not test us, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Barakat in our health, Ya Allah. Barakat in our children, Ya Allah. Barakat in every ni'mat that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Allah, give us a tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the beautiful and noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove the evil qualities within our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if there is any malice in our hearts for anyone, Ya Allah, then Ya Allah, tonight we make you your witness, Ya Allah. We make you a witness, Ya Allah, that we have completely purified our hearts and forgiven anyone that has done us any harm of any kind whatsoever, Ya Allah. Allah, we have forgiven them, Ya Allah. Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, on so many occasions we have violated so many of your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are always willing to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are always willing to forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to forgive others, Ya Allah. Allah, let us not cause taklif to anyone, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the beautiful qualities of consideration for others, Ya Allah. Of love for others, Ya Allah. Of sympathy and kindness, Ya Allah. Have kindness, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon humanity at large, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the Muslims are suffering throughout the world, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah, in Syria, Ya Allah. Their homes are being bombed, Ya Allah. Some of their homes have been completely razed to the ground, Ya Allah. Allah, some of them are refugees, Ya Allah. Allah, these are our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, living in refugee camps, Ya Allah, during the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. What kind of Ramadan they had to undergo, Ya Allah. What kind of a sari they had, Ya Allah. What kind of an iftar they had, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Alleviate the suffering of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we know it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, that Ya Allah, the entire Muslim Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. In Palestine, the Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah. In Afghanistan, the Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah. So many other parts of the world, the Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah. There's so much of disunity in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, it is our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not look at our sins, Ya Allah. Look at those precious tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly loved his Ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, he loved his Ummah so much, Ya Allah. Never forgot his Ummah, Ya Allah. Went through trials and tribulation for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. Makkah Sharif, Ya Allah, what difficulty he went through, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, thorns being placed in his pathway, Ya Allah. Ash being thrown on his head, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, a mushrik approaches Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spits in his Mubarak face, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah, he goes down in Sajda, Ya Allah, and the entrails and intestine of a camel are placed on his Mubarak head, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, his daughter comes and pushes it off and says, oh my father, oh, why are they doing this to me? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the occasion, Ya Allah, when you went to Taif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for kilometers and kilometers, Ya Allah, with great umid and hope that the people of Taif will accept Islam, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chased like a dog, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, until he began to bleed, Ya Allah, for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, in the Badr of Wahid, Ya Allah, his teeth Mubarak were shattered, Ya Allah, Allah. The helmet, Ya Allah, the rings of his helmet had pierced his Mubarak jaw, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he bled profusely, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, even while in this condition, he said, Allahumma fir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allah, forgive my people, they do not know. They do not know who I am, Ya Allah. In Medina Sharif, Ya Allah, in the Battle of Ahzab, Ya Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has two stones tied to his Mubarak belly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all this for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he never forgot his Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one entire night spent making dua for the Ummah. In tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduka, Allah. Ya Allah, if you punish my ummah, you have every right to do so. But Allah, if you have mercy, then you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, in Hajjatul Wida, 124,000 glorious Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but even there too, he didn't forget his ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you refuse to enter Jannah until the last ummati of his has not entered Jannah. But every other Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Nasri, Nasri. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Oh Allah, how he loved his ummati, Ya Allah. Today, Ya Allah, his ummati has been kicked from pillar to post, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, his ummah has got no dignity left, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, his ummah has become yatim and orphans, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, despite the numbers, they have become so weak, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, look at those tears of Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restore the dignity of the ummah of the Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the ummah of Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you, Ya Allah. Nothing is difficult for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah. All the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah, protect it, Ya Allah. All the work of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah, protect it, Ya Allah. Allah, unite the work of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah, protect it from all kinds of mischief and fasad. Ya Allah, the madaris, the khanqahs, Ya Allah, the darul ulooms, Ya Allah. Protect it, Ya Allah. Protect the Muslims, Ya Allah. Not the world, the Muslims of this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the conditions in this country, Ya Allah, from insecurity to security and stability, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with stability, Ya Allah, with comfort, Ya Allah. Test us, Ya Allah. Allah, give the Muslims of this country the ability, Ya Allah, to change the way they are living.